So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing the halachas of nidui, excommunication. Talmud shenida l'chvoidoi niduya of nidui. A Talmud can put someone in nidui to uphold his honor. Another ruling, niduhu ve'eni yodea mi nidou, yelech etzal nasi v'yatilei niduyav. If someone is put in nidui, and he does not know who placed him in cheirim, he can go to the nasi who can nullify the cheirim. Rav Huna rules, av bezdin shesarach ein menadonoisai. If an av bezdin sinned, we do not put him in nidui. Instead, we tell him, hachbed v'shav b'veischa, stay home yourself. However, chazar v'sarach menadonoisai v'prechil Hashem. If he sins again, we put him in cheirim to avoid a chil Hashem. Rish Lakish, however, disagrees. Talmud Chacham Shesarach ein menadonoisai b'farhesia. We never put a Talmud Chacham in cheirim openly. Marzut Chassidah had the following practice. Ki mechayev tzurhu mirabbanan shamta, when he needed to put a young Torah scholar in cheirim, bereisha mishamas nafshei, v'hadar mishamas l'didei. He would first place a ban upon himself and then on the Talmud. Then, ki hava ayal b'shpizei, shorilei l'nafshei, v'hadar shorilei l'didei. When he would come home, he would release himself from the ban and then release the Talmud. The Gemara explains the word shamta, shem misa. It's a title of death. Alternately, shemama yieh, it causes desolation. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel continues, v'hanazir ha-metzayir mitumasi l'taharosoi. A nazir or metzayir who just became pure can take a haircut on Chol Hamoed. The Gemara explains, afal pi shehayu lahem p'nai mutarim. This is permitted even if they had time to do it before Yom Tif, because shalei yishoh karbonai sehen, in order not to unnecessarily delay his karbonis, which he can only bring after his haircut. The Braisa adds another case, ha'avam mutarim b'giluach. A mourner could not take a haircut before Yom Tif, and so he's permitted to cut his hair on Chol Hamoed. The Gemara elaborates, chol shmini shaloi be'erev haregel, yiboyle legluchi be'erev haregel. If the 8th day was Erev Yom Tif, then the Shiva was observed in the first 7 days, and the 8th day was the beginning of the Shloshim, which ends that day because Yom Tif cancels the Shloshim. And so he should have taken the haircut before Yom Tif. Rather, chol shvi shaloi liyos b'shabbos Erev haregel, the last day of mourning was on Erev Yom Tif, which was also Shabbos. Therefore, the Gemara explains the machlekes between our Mishnah and the Braisa as follows. The Braisa holds Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi, V'yom Shvi Oilei L'kan U'l'kan. The beginning of the 7th day is considered like a whole day. Therefore, the Shiva ends, and the Shloshim begins the very same day. Therefore, the Shloshim began before Yom Tif and was cancelled by the Yom Tif. And since he could not take a haircut before Yom Tif because it was Shabbos, it's permitted on Chol Hamoed when he's no longer in the Shloshim. However, our Mishnah holds Le'er Minon Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi. We do not count partial days. Therefore, the Shiva is completed only at the end of the 7th day, and the Shloshim did not yet begin before Yom Tif. If so, Yom Tif does not cancel the Shloshim. Therefore, he cannot take a haircut on Chol Hamoed because he's still in the Shloshim. The Gemara discusses the halachas of Tachpu Avelo, someone who observed 2 consecutive mourning periods. Hichbid Sarai Mekel Besar V'Lei B'Misparim. If his hair becomes uncomfortably long, he can trim it with a razor, but not in the ordinary way with scissors. U'machabes K'susei B'Mayim V'Lei B'Neser V'Lei B'Ol. He can wash his clothing in water, but not with soap. However, if Tachpu Avelo was right before Yom Tif, we apply the halacha of our Mishnah. Kol Elu Sh'amu Mutar N'Galeach B'Moyed Mutar N'Galeach B'Mei Evlon, and he may cut his hair in the usual way. The Gemara returns to discuss the halachas of Chol Hamoed. Asur Litol Tziparnayim B'Moyed Divi Rabbi Yehuda. It's forbidden to cut one's nails on Chol Hamoed. However, Rabbi Yossi Matir, it's permitted. We find identical machlokes regarding an oval. Asur Litol Tziparnayim B'Mei Evloy Divi Rabbi Yehuda. It's forbidden for a mourner to cut his nails. However, Rabbi Yossi Matir, it's permitted. Ula rules halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ba'avel, for halacha k'Rabbi Yosi b'moyed. We're stringent regarding an avel, but we're lenient regarding Chol Hamoed. However, Shmuel rules halacha k'Rabbi Yosi b'moyed u'be'avel. We are also lenient even regarding an avel because we have a principle of halacha k'divrei hamekel ba'avel. We always follow the lenient opinion in Hilchos Avelos.